This is CPR News NKRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's business leaders are worried about how new policies from Washington will affect their bottom lines, according to CU's quarterly Business Confidence Index. The state's businesses most concerned about tariffs and deep cuts to the federal workforce. Brian Lewandowski is executive director of CU's Business Research Division.
I think a lot of that really boils down to uncertainty.
Three quarters of respondents to CU's survey have a negative outlook on what's going to happen to Colorado's economy in the coming months. The lead investigator into the 2023 road death of Magnus White testified in court Tuesday. The woman accused of killing the young competitive cyclist is charged with vehicular homicide. CPR's Tony Gorman has more.
Trooper Sean McCall says he test drove Yuva Samilianska's car to see if there was a steering malfunction, as she told investigators. He said the steering veered to the right but never went off the road. McCall says there were no other mechanical issues during the drive. Samilianska fell asleep at the wheel of her car and drove into the back of 17-year-old cyclist Magnus White.
CPR's Tony Gorman. That trial continues today. The emperor mushroom is now the official state mushroom of Colorado. On Monday, Governor Jared Polis signed a bipartisan bill awarding the mushroom that lofty title. His office noted the emperor mushroom, scientific name Agaricus julius, has similar coloring to a portobello and a cherry almond smell and, according to the governor, is delicious. The state mushroom bill was the product of a high school civics club in Thornton, whose staff advisor happens to be a past president of the Colorado Mycological Society. Metro Denver and Colorado Springs in the 50s today, cloudy with a chance for snow this evening. This is CPR News and KRCC.